Jesus presented truth by using familiar objects. August 6. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables. The great teacher proclaimed the truth to humanity, many of whom could not be educated in the schools of the rabbis, neither in Greek philosophy. Jesus uttered truth in a plain, direct manner, giving vital force and impressiveness to all his utterances. The rabbis and teachers had virtually shut up the kingdom of heaven from the poor and the afflicted, and left them to perish. In his discourses, Christ did not bring many things before them at once, lest he might confuse their minds. He made every point clear and distinct. Christ was the originator of all the ancient gems of truth. Through the work of the enemy, these truths had been displaced. They had been disconnected from their true position and placed in the framework of error. Christ's work was to readjust and establish the precious gems in the framework of truth. The principles of truth that had been given by himself to bless the world had, through Satan's agency, been buried and had apparently become extinct. Christ rescued them from the rubbish of error, gave them a new, vital force, and commanded them to shine as precious jewels and stand fast forever. Christ himself could use any of these old truths without borrowing the smallest particle, for he had originated them all. As Christ presented these truths to minds, he broke up their accustomed train of thought as little as possible. He therefore aroused their minds by presenting truth through the agency of their most familiar associations. He used illustrations in his teaching that called into activity their most hallowed recollections and sympathies, that he might reach the inner temple of the soul. Identifying himself with their interests, he drew his illustrations from the great book of nature, using objects with which they were familiar. The lily of the field, the seed sown by the sower, the springing up of the seed, and the harvesting of the grain, the birds of the air, all these figures he used to present divine truth, for these would remind them of his lessons whenever they should afterward look upon them. Although Satan has misrepresented God's purposes, falsified his character, and caused people to look upon God in a false light, yet through the ages God's love for his earthly children has never ceased. Christ's work was to reveal the Father as merciful, compassionate, full of goodness and truth. The only begotten Son of God sweeps back the hellish shadow in which Satan has enveloped the Father, and declares, "I and my Father are one, look on me and behold God."